Welcome to episode 32. Thank you guys for always tuning in. It's been a while since my last podcast. I wanted to make sure that I had some good news for you guys for this podcast. And so I'm finally able to share what I've been working on. Okay, so the good news is I've been able to sign a contract to get representation from Art Up Close, which is in New York. It's been a long time coming because the director has been emailing me about opportunities for several months. And just because of different things, I haven't been able to take advantage of the opportunities. And it's funny because I haven't heard from him in a while, and I finally decided like a couple of weeks ago that it looked like I was going to be able to take advantage of one of the opportunities coming up. And then sure enough, he finally emailed me with another opportunity. And so, yeah, I let him know what was on my mind, which opportunity I wanted to take advantage of. And so he agreed to have the gallery represent me for a year. So he sent me the contract. I signed it on the 25th of October and sent it off to them. And then I had to get my work prepared because they asked for 20 images. And out of the 20, they're going to pick 12. And then have that on their website. So Art Up Close is just a smaller branch of Artifact Gallery. And I did want to join Artifact Gallery, which they offered me, but I'm not able to afford it right now. I'm not able to afford it right now, but they, and I let them know that. And then that's when the director said, well, we have another opportunity. That's a branch of the gallery. I won't have any of my work physically in Artifact Gallery, but I will have a digital profile. And so I'm like, okay, that's something that I would be able to do. And it just took me so long to be able to take advantage of the opportunity. But as I said, thankfully, it's like about 2 weeks ago I signed the contract. And so now I'm just waiting for the profile and everything to get set up. They did let me know what's going to be taking place under the contract. So like I said, it's a year representation. It's not an exclusive representation, so I'm able to have representation at other galleries, which is great. And then I also made sure with them that it's not exclusive as well to the area, because those are two rights that are in two different spots. So you can have exclusive rights to a gallery worldwide, and then you can have exclusive rights to a gallery within a certain region. And so on both of those, I made sure that within the contract, it's a non-exclusive agreement, both globally and regionally. So, and then I asked that question because a gallery pretty close to Artifact Gallery also sent me a contract. And again, that one is out of my reach as far as me being able to afford it. And so I was talking to the director and I'm like, I have two really good opportunities, two really good contracts that I can sign, but I'm not able to take advantage of either one of them. And so, like I said, that's when he emailed me and he said, well, we have the sister gallery. You'll get a digital file, you'll get digital presentations at the art fairs. So that's better than nothing, right? And so So it's like I have to start somewhere. So yeah, this is my beginning part of it. Okay, so from some of the details, like I said, there's going to be 12 images featured. It was hard for me to narrow down 20 images that I wanted to send them. So they haven't given me feedback from the 12 yet, so I don't know out of the 20 which 12 they're going to pick. But I do know that the first show is going to be in Los Angeles, and that's going to be in February next year. So it's called the Los Angeles Art Show. And like I said, all of my presentations are going to be on a digital screen. And that's just a starting point for me, just to get my name out there, get introduced to collectors, just, you know, that network. That's the biggest thing that I wanted to get out of this, is just to get into that network of collectors and have my work introduced to them. And Mr. Bernstein has been so patient with me during this entire process, because a couple of times I thought, okay, I'm going to be able to take advantage of this situation, and then something comes up and then everything falls apart and I wasn't able to be a part of the shows after all. And so, but again, he kept, you know, a few weeks ago by, maybe a couple of months ago by, and he'll come right back and say, well, we have something else and we have something else. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to be able to take advantage of one of these, you know, sometime soon, right? But like I said, it's been over, gosh, I would say maybe 2 years, if not more, that we've just kept the line of communication open. And like I said, it's mainly been from him and the staff, that they've just been reaching out to me. And so that's been really encouraging over the past several months, that they haven't given up. They didn't give up on me. But anyway, the Los Angeles show is going to be in February. Let's see, because I wrote everything down here. Okay, so the next show is going to be Art Expo New York, and that's going to be April next year. And I know that the expo in New York just closed with last week, I believe. They just ended it. And so I've been looking at the pictures of that on their social media account. Some of my online friends had worked there, and so I was looking at the presentation, the booths that they have, and it's just really great to be a part of something like that. And so yeah, the one in New York is going to be in April. Let's see. And then the next one, there's going to be two shows or two fairs in September. There's going to be the New York Luxury Design Fair. And that's, again, that's September 2022. And then the other one that I have not heard of, I have to look this up, is the Monaco Yacht Show. That's also September 2022. Okay, and then the final one is Scope, and that's going to be in Miami. And that one is December 2022. So in total, that's going to be five shows next year. And again, the presentations are digital. A lot of times they'll have the huge LED screens that have the slideshow presentation of everyone's work that's being shown digitally. And so, as I said before, that's just a good starting point for me. And then as I am able to afford more, I would definitely like to send Artifact Gallery some flat, just print files, just send them the physical photography prints that they can have stored in their archives. And then when someone actually comes into their gallery, they'll be able to show them my work that way. Okay, and then the other part of the contract is, it's called the Art in America Annual Guide. And I'm going to have my name listed in that next year. I believe this is set for next year. But yeah, this book goes out to collectors and just, people in the art world who are looking for fine art or any type of work to have in their space. And so again, it goes along with it getting more exposure. And then let's see. Oh, and the thing I'm really excited about is because they are a gallery, I get to have a profile put on artsy.net, which is, I don't think you can be listed on Artsy unless you're represented by a gallery. And so I've tried to have my work featured on there before, at least build a profile on there, and it was a no-go. You definitely have to have gallery representation, and then the gallery has permission to put the work of their artist on Artsy. And so I'll have four artworks there, which four I'm not sure what they're gonna select. And then the other thing, I'm gonna pull up the description here, because when I read this part, I was really excited. Because I knew about the digital presentations at the art fairs, but I didn't know about the promotion material. Okay, so at this part, it says the artist's name and work will be promoted by email among the general public. And then it also goes out to collectors, critics, museums, and other media outlets. Which is huge because they have the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, let's see, Village Voice, New York Observer, Daily News, Huffington Post, NBC, ABC, CBS, Bloomberg News, ArtNet, Art Forum, Art News, Modern Painters, Art in America, Arts Journal. There's a lot more. Let's see. Museum of Contemporary Art, LA. Center. Oh gosh, I'm not even gonna try to pronounce this. But yes, Metropolitan Museum. There's quite a few art info. So what I'm gonna do is look up the list here. Especially with the names I'm not familiar with, just to get a sense of how the artwork is covered or how it's featured. Do they do interviews, that type of thing? And see how, especially with the critics too, like just read over some of the feedback that they have for other artists. So I know what to expect if I get any attention. So yeah, I was really happy to read about that part of it. And the other thing I was surprised with is the commission from the gallery is not that much. And so I kind of had to do a double take. But yeah, I'm like, this is really good. It's just the initial entry into the gallery is costly. And so, finally, the past what month or so, things started to fall in line for me. And then once I knew everything was in place, I went ahead and contacted the gallery director, and said that, okay, I'm actually finally ready to. To take advantage of this opportunity. So yeah, I really have to say thank God for just people, being around the right people and them believing in my work, Because really, that's what it comes down to. When you have a vision, a goal, you really, and you see where you want to be, the people who are already there, where you want to be, the people who are already there, they have to kind of reach back and pull you up, and believe in you. Now, if they don't believe in you, then you're going to run into problems. So for my work, for the art part of it, it's like I really needed someone to believe in my work. And I think the past 2, 3 years, it's just improving on my work to the point where when I put something out there, the gallery directors, the curators, they respond to it very well. So I just that's been my focus. And as I've said before on the podcast, 2019, January 2019, when I created the Water series, that was the beginning of really having a better idea about my work and where I need to take it. And then the style improved, the quality of the work, it really improved. It just took a huge jump. And then March 2019, I went to New York for the first time. And that's where the New York series came from. And of course, I want to go back to New York, but. But yeah, the New York series came out well, so it was like within that first quarter of 2019, the two series that I created was they were just they catapulted me and my portfolio. They just took it to another level, and that's where I really have to keep my work at that quality level and as I go forward. And so now 2020, towards the end of 2020 especially, I started creating some new things. And again, I feel like my work took another step up, but I haven't created that much since then. And so now I'm thinking, okay, I have to go out and create new work. And I'm just trying to figure out how to be better than I was yesterday. It's like every day, how can I be better than I was yesterday? So it's really me not competing with other artists, even though I am in a way, because it's like competing for gallery space. Competing for collectors' attention. But at the same time, it's like, as I've said before, my goal was never to be better than anyone. It was just to find out where my ceiling is. Can I get better? How much better can I, can I go or can I do? So yeah, that's the biggest thing. And you know what's really surprises me that to this day, I still get compliments on the Dark Light series. The Dark Light series was created, well, I've edited it since then, but originally it was created in 2009. And that's the only time that I've used strobes because I had access to strobes. I don't have access to strobes anymore. But between the strobes and the vision behind this series, it's like people still, I get email notifications, like people still comment on that work. Like this is really good. And so that's really what I thought about at the beginning of this year. Was like I have to have my own studio space. I have to have my own physical studio space with the strobes, the backgrounds, and just enough space for me to experiment with so that I can create, more work. But again, it's like even back then, my goal was to be shown, have my work shown in New York and have a gallery rep in New York City. And how many years? How many years did it take? Oh wow. I don't know. It hasn't dawned on me yet because it's been so hectic, and I haven't been, recording the podcast each week. The last one I recorded was October 18th, and even then I started thinking, you know what, I might have a shot to be rep by this gallery in New York, and I wanted to make sure that everything went through okay before I said anything. I'm like, you know what? I want to make sure the contract is signed, everything's in writing, they have all the files, like before I say anything. So I didn't mention it. I didn't do anything. I was just like, I just want to make sure it's done, you know? So yeah, I've been on the edge of my seat, but now I think I can kind of relax a little bit and say, you know what, it's done. You know, like it's done. But I'm still, instead of being really happy, I'm just more focused to make sure that this year that I'm rep by this gallery, that I get everything out of it that I possibly can. And that over the next year, the work that I create is just head and shoulders above anything I've created before. And what's crazy is that, I mean, even now I'm thinking I have to take pressure off myself because I haven't been sleeping well. I haven't been resting like I'm supposed to, because my mind is constantly thinking, and it's like getting my mind to turn off so that I can sleep, so that I can get some rest. But it's just my mind's been constantly going, going, going. What do I have to do? What do I have to set up? You know, which photographs do I want to work on? Where do I want to photograph next as far as locations? It's just, oh my gosh. So it's like I have to calm down. I really do. I have to calm down. And I was on my day job yesterday, and I don't get headaches, but my head hurt so bad because my brain's just going 150 miles per hour. And there's other things going on in the world, of course. And it's just all this stuff is going through my mind seemingly at once. And it's like, Eric, I woke up this morning and I'm trying to pray more, right? But when I try to pray, it's like my brain just goes blank and I have absolutely nothing to say. Because there is nothing that I can pray for now that I haven't prayed for before, right? So this morning I was like, you know what, I don't want to rehash the same old stuff, like repeating myself. But what was really in my spirit this morning was just be thankful. Just be thankful. And so I just said, thank you, God, for several things. There was just a list of things that I thought of. And that helped me so much because it became a moment of not trying to go after something. It's like I have to go after this thing so that I can get this level of success. And it's always going after, going after, going after. And I allowed my brain to just rest in this moment and be thankful for where I am right now. And don't take this particular moment for granted. And that helped me just, I guess the stress, the anxiety, thinking about, oh, now my work is going to be compared to all these other artists in New York, and how is it going to look? And it's just, oh my gosh. It's like, just be thankful for this moment, for how far you've come on this journey. And of course, I still have a long ways to go. Still have a ways to go, but just being in that moment of being thankful and grateful for how far I've come and for today, for right now. And that just helped me calm down. And even though I was at work this afternoon, and I just felt, it's just this feeling of everything is going to be okay, because there's a lot of things that people just in the world in general just were going through it. And there's stress, there's anxiety, there's just it gives you a headache, because there's so much stuff that we're taking on. But if you can have a moment, hopefully before you really get your day started, to say thank you, just to be thankful for where you are and how far you've made it. And I mean, we're almost at the end of 2021, which is crazy. It's like this year has gone by so fast. I can't believe it's already November. But as we're pursuing our goals and we're achieving goals and then facing new challenges, it's like, again, always having that moment or those moments periodically to say thank you, to be thankful. Because there's always going to be something else. I have to go after this thing. I need to buy this thing. I need to do this. I need to do. There's always going to be something else. So it's kind of like I realize that I'm not getting to that point where it feels like I arrived, and maybe I'll never get there because I'm always pushing myself. But I think that this morning I had that time to be thankful for arriving here where I'm at. And not being satisfied, but at least finding some form of contentment and being happy with that. And so that's about all the time that I have. And there's more stuff that I will go into the writing. Now, the next episode is going to be the last episode of this season, which will be episode 33. And that was my goal at the beginning of all this. So next episode is episode 33. I'll go into what I'm doing as far as the screenplays. That'll just take me, that's just another another tangent I would go on. But thank you guys for listening, for sticking with me through this journey. And I feel like I've actually made it to the end of season one. So again, I'm thankful for that. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Take care and God bless.